Brothers and sisters, peace.
好吧，我们先一起在主面前祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
主，我们谢谢你自己丰富的与我们同在。
Lord, we thank you for being with us abundantly.
主，就像你在薄饼聚会里面对我们说话。
Just like during the Lord's table, you'd speak to us.
主，求你继续对我们每一个人说话。
May you continue to do so.
我们在你面前交通的，在你面前聆听的，在我们楼下或者楼上。的小孩子们，主，我们也仰望在你面前。
For all that is shared, all that is heard, and all the children downstairs, we look to you.
今天是你继续向我们施恩典的时候。
Lord, today is another day where you cast your blessings on us.
也是我们继续把我们感谢赞美更多归给你的时间。
And also time for us to give you more and more thanks and praise.
求主与我们同在。
May the Lord be with us.
主帮助我们。
Helping us.
靠主耶稣基督圣名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 对不起，我有点感冒。
Sorry, I'm suffering a little cold.
我是七月份知道有这个机会跟弟兄姐妹交通。
It was back in July when I realized I had this opportunity to share.
我不知道我是不是有这个真的能够达成这个交通的时候。
I don't know if I would be able to share.
感谢主还有这个机会。
Thank the Lord that I was given this chance.
当我在主面前寻求的时候，刚那一首诗歌就在我心里面一直转了两个多月。
When I was meditating before our Lord, that hymn earlier has been on my heart for the last 2 months.
在十字架的道路要牺牲。
It's the one, the way of the cross. There has to be sacrifice.
我们感谢主，我们在一起就好像，事实上也是就好像在一个家里面一样。
We thank the Lord because when we're in front of our Lord together, we're truly a family.
我们感谢主，这么多年来弟兄姐妹彼此，我们能够彼此一起的建造。
And we thank Him for all these years He has caused us to edify and build each other up.
一起的服事。
To serve together.
我们笑也在一起笑。
We gladly share together.
我们常常有时候曾经也哭一起的哭过。
Oh, we used to laugh together and we also used to cry together.
我想这一切都是在神的爱里面给我们这个机会。
I think this is all chances given to us in Lord's love.
我们已经很见，今天也高兴有一些新到我们第一次到我们中间的朋友或者弟兄姐妹。
So I'm excited we have some new brothers and sisters among us today.
实在这真的是神的家。
This is Lord's house.
也是神给我们每个属神儿女的家。
This is a house given to all who believe in Him.
在我们短暂的人生里面，我们这么多年有这么一段时间能够在一起的感谢赞美，在一起的追求。
Throughout the duration of our time here on earth, this short time on earth, we have this opportunity to gather together and meet Lord.
我们一起来认识他。
To know Him more together.
我们也看到我们弟兄姐妹也有心里面的改变。
We also see some changes in the hearts among us.
有些。长大也结婚。
Some grow up and get married.
马上也很快，所以祝福他们有什么小孩。
And soon we give them blessing to our children.
确实，我们是要一代一代的，我们看见神的祝福每一个家庭。
Truly, generation by generation, we see the Lord blessing each and every family.
在人的眼中看起来，我们可能不是那么的成功。
To man.Of the world, we may not look so successful.
但是我们心里面有那个确据。
But in our hearts, we have that assurance.
我们知道我们要往哪里去。
We know where we will be going.
我们也知道我们每一天的生活的力量来源在哪里。
We also know where the strength of our days come from.
所以我今天在这里也不过就是把我心里面的感觉跟弟兄姐妹一起的交通。
So today I wanted to share some of the burdens that I have on my heart with you all.
我在上一次是在二月份有一点的交通。
Last time I shared was back in February.
提到了我们在教会中有弟兄提醒我们，我们要回到注意到三个注意的三个地方。
I had shared that a brother shared with us there were three aspects that we ought to be careful of.
他提到我们第一个要回到。回到神最初的心意里面。
The first one is that we must go back to the beginning of God's eternal purpose.
第二个要提到我们要回到圣经。
Secondly is to go back to the Bible.
第三个要回到教会。
And thirdly is to be back to the body of Jesus Christ.
就基督的身体。
That is the body of Jesus Christ.
然后在提摩太前后书里面,
and also in 1st and 2nd Timothy.
也提醒了我们一些, 嘱咐, 这些提醒,
and also has reminded us of some of Paul's exhortations.
当我们在一起追求的时候, 我们实在不可以心里存成见, 不可以存偏心。
When we seek the Lord together, we cannot have bias or partiality.
我们实在在神的心意里面来看所有的事情。
We must look at all things through God's eyes, God's heart.
同时也提到说我们要打那个信心的美好的战争。
And it also says we ought to fight the good fight of faith.
我们持定那个永生就在我们里面，我们有的那个神的生命。
To stand firm in the truth that we know.
第三个提到我们必须要传道，但是他这提到不只是传福音。
And the third one is that we ought to preach the word, and not only the gospel.
但是我们这个人就好像主耶稣基督一样，这个人道成了肉身，在我们身上显彰显出来神的生命。
And just like Lord Jesus, He has reincarnated as man, and then have come into our hearts.
所以不论得时不得时，不论顺境还是逆境，我们都同样的能够表达出来神的生命。
So whether it is, it's the in season or out of season, we ought to preach in Lord's heart.
我觉得我上一次很多地方没有交通清楚，其实很重要的是到底教会的目的在哪里。
I felt like last time I missed some points that I wanted to share, and that one of them was, what is the purpose of the church?
当然圣经有提到很多地方, 提醒我们到底神在教会的心意是什么。
Of course, the scriptures remind us in many places what God's heart is in for the church.
所以我列出来了一些经文，但是不代表全部，而且我也并不没有办法交通这样这么重要的题目。
So I listed a bunch of verses, but they're not exhaustive of what God's heart is for the church.
所以我就稍微提一下。
So I just will mention a few.
当然我们很重要的才看到第一个常常有提到的，在马太福音提到的说，我们要使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名为他们施洗。
The first of those places is Matthew 28, and that is to therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them.
这也是为什么常常我们在一起，我们要传福音，把神给我们的福音好消息来告诉还没有听过。
This is to tell us just oftentimes we ought to preach the gospel and preach it to those people who don't know yet the Lord. So at the end of November, we will have a baptism. And not only so. But if our church's purpose, end goal is to preach the gospel,
忘记了后面还有一句话，在说，凡主所吩咐我们的，都要教训他们遵守。Then
we will forget the second half of that statement, which is to teach them to do all that I commanded you.
主就常与我们同在。Lord
will be with us always.
那有一个弟兄，他们离开这里到别的地方聚会，因为工作的关系。There's
a brother who left to another state because of his career.
他回来告诉我说，我们在一起谈的时候。He
came back when we were chatting, he told me.
他说我去那个教会,
he told me that he went to that church. Each and every week we preach the gospel.
因为牧师告诉我们,
the pastor told us we must preach the gospel.
关于其他的方面, 圣经都有记载, 所以大家可以去读圣经, as, 所以我们每天,
as for everything else, the Bible is very clear on all things, so we will just preach the gospel.
所以听起来好像, 没错，神的教训都在圣经里面。
So it seemingly says that all the teachings of God are in the Bible.
好像我们就不需要去读它了吗？
As if we didn't need to read the Bible anymore.
不需要互相的提醒吗？
Should we not remind and exhort each other?
所以在马太福音后面第二句话，他有提到说要把神的话教训我们。
That is why in the second half of that sentence it says we have to teach to observe all that Lord commanded us. Lord will be with us always.
所以教会目的绝对不是只到传福音为止。
So the church's purpose does not end in the gospel, preaching of the gospel.
而且在哥林多前书里面有一句话，我觉得对我是很大的提醒，就是恐怕保罗说，他说我恐怕传福音给别人，我自己反而失落了，离弃了。And
in 1 Corinthians, Paul had mentioned that he was afraid that he would preach the gospel and then lose the trust of himself.
所以有一个东西，或者有一个是他所要， 超过那个不只是传福音的事情上面。
So there is one thing that Paul wanted more than just him preaching the gospel.
所以接下来在以弗所书里面提到许多地方，提到教会。
And the book of Ephesians mentions many things about the church.
比如说以弗所书第一章提到说教会是他的身体。
For example, verse 23 of chapter 1 of Ephesians says that the church is his body.
接着提到说我们乃是借着福音得以成为神的后嗣。 神的儿女,
and second is that we are heirs and fellow members of the body.
然后提到说，教会神要借着教会使天上执政掌权的得知神百般的智慧。
And also that God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenly places.
提到我们也要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
To equip all of us, all the saints, for the work of service, the building up of the body.
满有基督长成的身量。Until
we all attain the unity of faith.
在第五章里面提到说，乃是神要主献上他自己，做个荣耀的教会，是毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病。In
chapter 5, the Lord tells us that he presents himself to the church in her glory, having no spot or wrinkle.
这是神起初的心意。This
is the Lord's original will.
一直到启示录里面提到，有那么一天，我们要大声在神面前赞美、颂赞。他说，从天上、地上、地下、沧海里的天地间一切的受造之物，都要说颂赞、尊贵、荣耀，都归给他。And
in Revelation, it shows that all the heavenly beings all worship God, saying, every created thing which is in heaven, they'll say, from the earth and the sea, and all things in them, saying, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb, blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever. Today, we've only tasted a little bit of this.
当我们在擘饼聚会的时候，那个感谢赞美的声音，我们一起献给主。
The thanksgiving that we give during Lord's table, we give together to our Lord.
有没有想过有那么一天，我们每一天时时刻刻都是这个样子？
Have you considered one day that every moment of our life will be like this?
我知道有些弟兄姐妹，可能不是很喜欢擘饼的时间，觉得太长。I
understand that some brothers or sisters may feel that you may not like the Lord's table time that much. You may think it's too long.
我以前也觉得不可能，人家一个小时又要唱诗歌，又要赞美，又要祷告，怎么有这样子的事情呢？
There was a time where I used to think that 1 hour of doing this is just very improbable.
我想年轻的有些年轻的弟兄姐妹，可能也坐不太住，要一个小时的时间。
Some youngsters among us probably can't sit that long anyway.
可是小哥有那么一天，我们是每一天、每一时刻、时时刻刻。
But have you considered one day we will be like that every moment?
如果我们今天不在这个里面的时候，到那么一天，我们要怎么办呢？
So today, if this isn't a reality in our life, what are we going to do when we get up there?
因为你不管怎么样，我们一定要到那里去的。
Because no matter what, we will go up there.
那在那里的情况就这个样子。
When we go there, the condition will be exactly the same.
所以求主帮助我们在今天这个时候，我们就可以尝过那个甜美的滋味，那个很尊贵荣耀的那个滋味。
So we ask the Lord to give us this glorious feeling, this glorious reality in our life.
然后到启示录最后一章提到新天新地，乃那个新腹装饰整齐。
And in the last chapter of Revelations, it mentions the new heaven and the new earth.
他说神要擦去他们一切眼泪，不再有死亡、悲哀、嚎哭、疼痛。And
it says that the Lord will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall be no longer any death, no longer be any mourning, crying, or pain.
这些话是真实的，是可信的。
These things are true, they're reliable.
这个不是我, 这是圣经神他自己话语告诉我们的。
This is in my own interpretation. This is what the Bible says.
每一位弟兄姐妹，我们都在里面。
Each and every one of us, brothers and sisters, are in this.
都在神的旨意里面。
We are all in the Lord's will.
这是何等的尊贵荣耀，何等的蒙怜悯。
This is how glorious and rich this is.
这是神起初的心意。
This is the original plan of our Lord.
其实最早开始之前，当神从亚当的肋旁造了一个夏娃的时候，神就有在教会那个两个人成为一体的那个心意就已经完成了。
When the Lord created Adam and Eve, His own will for the church and the church has been fulfilled.
然后撒旦才进到伊甸园去引诱夏娃犯罪。
Then the serpent, then Satan went into the garden to deceive.
所以有弟兄说，本来神的旨意是一条线的，直到在中间就掉下来，就人的堕落就掉下来。 所以一直到今天，我们就在这个堕落的光时间里面。
So some brothers have said that the Lord's plan was a straight line, and then the serpent came in and made a hole in the middle. So now we're in this predicament.
所以，但是我们知道神已经安息了，所以在他的永世的计划里面，事实上已经有一个神所要的计划，还有实行。
So we know that the Lord is at rest and His eternal plan already has a goal and an ending.
我们只是在那个世界堕落的光景里面的那一小部分，神给我们的恩典，让我们在这一小部分里面能够成就他在起初的心意，把我们要带回到他最初的心意里面。
And we are merely in this very small period of time in history that Lord can show us just little and fulfill His purpose in eternity.
所以那个毫无沾污皱纹等类的病是完全没有的，教会是圣洁无瑕疵的。So
all those tears and pain and death, they don't exist.
所以这是神所关心、神所要，而且神已经成就了。So
this is something that the Lord wants and He has already achieved.
这个也应该是我们做神儿女的心中的那个关心，还有那个盼望。This
also ought to be our care and hope.
而且是那个安息,
and also in the rest.
因为已经成就了,
because it has already been done.
因为圣经讲得很清楚,
because the Bible tells us the Lord is at rest.
今天我们可能有很多的软弱, 事实上是有很多的软弱,
today we do have truly have many weaknesses.
也有很多的失败,
and many failures.
而且很多的缺乏,
and also many lackings.
很多的贫穷,
many things that are poor.
当然不是财务贫穷，然后里面常常有时候会很贫穷。
And also poverty of spirit.
但是这些在主里面，神都可以把我们恢复过来。
But in all these things, Lord will restore us.
圣经里面有提到，我们就好像是一台戏一样。
So it shows here that we are kind of like a spectacle.
所以 我觉得就好像有弟兄说，好像神是那个编剧的。
The brother has said it's like the it's like the Lord is a composer.
Yeah. 圣灵是那个导演。
The Holy Spirit is a director.
那我们神的儿女们呢，就是在里面的演员一样。
So us, you and I, we're like the actors.
圣灵在里面告诉我们，我们今天要做什么，我们要怎么活。
The Spirit tells us what we ought to do today and how we ought to live.
有一天神又给我们有一个儿女。
One day the Lord will give us a child.
或者有一天神给我们有一个弟兄姐妹在我们旁边。
Or maybe one day the Lord will give us a brother and sister.
而这一切,
and all these things.
神他要叫我们这一场戏神要叫我们表现出来的那个中心就是主耶稣基督他自己。
And during this show, the entire show, the focus of the show is our Lord Jesus. Because only God can manifest Jesus.
所以我们每个人就好像那个戏里面的那一个演员一样。
So each and every one of us are kind of like the actors in a show.
天使 还有世界上的人都在看着我们。
We are a spectacle to the angels and to men.
有的弟兄姐妹特别的漂亮或英俊。
Some brothers and sisters, some brothers are very handsome, and some sisters are very beautiful.
有些弟兄姐妹非常的聪明。
Some brothers and sisters are very smart.
或者我们可能也是有时候会非常的软弱。
And some maybe oftentimes weak.
但是神就说，这个神在里面帮我们一起工作在一起。
But the Lord works together in all of us.
让我们表现出来了，就是在主耶稣基督他自己的生命。
All to show the angels and the men the life of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在教会中，我们所要寻找的。
So in the church, what he is looking for.
就寻找那个主耶稣基督。
We're looking for the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们常常在那个小孩子的身上。虽然他这么的脸小，但他身上他会表现出来主耶稣基督的丰富。
Oftentimes we see in children so young, even though of their young age, we still see the signs of Lord Jesus in their life.
他在主里面成熟的弟兄姐妹表现出来了主耶稣基督的那个成熟的那一面。
And also the mature adults, you will also see Christ in them.
所以在以弗所书里面有提到说，我们是他的工作。
So in Ephesians, it shows us that we are His workmanship.
以弗所书二章十节。
Ephesians 2 verse 10.
他说我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
It says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
所以神要叫我们做那个好的事情。
So the Lord wants,
善事。
So the Lord wants us to do the good things.
然后这个善事是神所预备叫我们行的。
The good things, these things are things that the Lord has prepared for us to do.
这世界上有很多很好的事情。
There are many good things in this world.
有很多很多人愿意做很好的事情。
Many people want to do nice good things.
但是在这里神告诉我们说，神这个好事情是神所预备叫我们行的。
But the Lord tells us that the good things that we do are prepared by Him.
这个是我想神在我们身上实在是有一个计划。
I feel like the Lord really has a plan in our life.
所以在罗马书也说，万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是神所为神所招按他旨意被招的人。
So that's why in Romans it says the God causes all things to work together for the good of those who love Him, to those who are called according to His purpose.
所以我们都是神所招的人。
So we are all people all called by our Lord.
有时候我在回想我自己信主的时候，我怎么会信主呢？
Sometimes I think back to my conversion. I think, how is it that I can believe the Lord?
起初我有一点点私心。
In the beginning, I was a little
for myself.
In the beginning, I was a little selfish.
我有一点点的目的。
I had a little goal.
但是有那么一天神感动我，就发现我信主了。
But one day the Lord moved me and told me that I believe.
我相信今天在座，如果你还没有相信主的朋友们，或者你还不认识他的，神一定有一个目的，有一个计划，把你带到我们中间。
All those who are sitting among us that are not believers yet, I'm sure Lord has a plan that you ought to believe him in him.
因为我们大部分都是这样子信主的。
Because much of us has believed in this manner.
但我们信主以后，我们发现一切都是不一样。
But after we believed unto the Lord Jesus Christ, we realize everything is different.
在马太福音十九章十六节。
In Matthew 19 verse 16.
马太福音十九章，还有一个人要去见耶稣，他问主耶稣说：“我该做什么善事才能得永生？”
There was a man that came to Jesus and asked him, Teacher, what good things shall I do that I may obtain eternal life?
耶稣问他说，你为什么要用善事问我呢？因为只有一位是善的。
The Lord asked him, why are you asking me about what is good? There's only one who is good.
或者有翻译说，你为什么称我是良善的呢？只有一位是良善的。
Another way of saying it is, why are you telling me that I'm righteous? There's only one that is righteous.
但就是神他自己，他是良善的。
That is God Himself.
然后下面说，你要进入永生，就当遵守诫命。
He said that if you want to be perfect, you shall obey the commandments.
If you want to enter into the life,
if you want to enter that life,
主耶稣在这里提到的是进入那个生命。
The Lord is talking about entering into that life.
因为他知道这个人，这个少年人，他遵守了神的诫命。
Because he knows that this young person, he has obeyed the Lord's commands.
然后他还在问，我该做什么才可以得到那个永远的生命？他知道神有一个东西是他所要的。
So he knew that the Lord had something he wanted. He wanted to do something to gain eternal life.
所以他想说，我要做什么好的事情，或者我才可以得到那个永生、永远的生命。
So he wanted to know what he could do to obtain that eternal life.
但是神要主耶稣，他并没有很直接回答他问题，但是他又间接的说，你要进入那个生命。
The Lord didn't immediately answer his question, but he continued to say, "You must enter that life."
或者就用前两个礼拜那个孙弟兄到我们中间，他在交通里面他就提到的就是那个生命的感觉。
Or we would use the example that our brother's son gave 2 weeks ago, is that feeling of the life.
我们有那个生命的感觉。
That feeling of the life.
什么是对的？什么是错的
？We know what is good and what is wrong.
信主以前跟我妻子吵架，可能没有什么感觉，因为我总是比较有理，所以可以吵架。
Arguing with the wife may be very easy before we believe, because we feel justified in why we do it.
但是当信主以后一吵完架，那心里面的感觉非常的非常的责备自己。
But after being born again, this new life convicts us in our hearts.
所以这就是生命的感觉，我们要进入那个生命，进入那生命的里面。
So this is a change in the change of life. We ought to enter it.
所以在这一段里面，后来主耶稣最后跟他讲说，要跟随主，跟从主。
So in the passage, the Lord eventually told the rich young man that he ought to follow me.
就遵守了所有的诫命，最后跟从主。
So in all these commands, at the end it says to follow him.
所以重点不在那个遵守，就更重要的乃是跟从主耶稣，让主的生命成我们的生命，我们就知道我们有那力量可以去做那个我们所该做的。
So the emphasis is not on obeying all these commands, but to follow the Lord so that we may gain strength to obey all these things.
很可惜，那个少年人就忧忧愁愁的就走了。
It's a shame that young person walked away.
因为他的产业很多，他手上的东西非常的多。
He walked away grieved because he owned a lot of property.
就像刚才一首诗歌讲到，十字架的道路要牺牲，一切献给主的时候。
Just as the hymn said,To walk the way of the cross, there has to be sacrifice.
主把那个属天的福气取代了那个地上的那些财富。
Then the Lord will give you all the heavenly riches.
所以当我们还没有信主以前，我们的标准可能是善或恶。
So before we believe our life, our goal might be just to be good and good or evil.
我们的 judgment 可能 is good or evil.
Our way of judging things may be good or evil.
或者是对，或者是错。
Or the idea of right, what is right and what is wrong.
所以这是我们没有信主之前，这是人非常正常。神在我们心里面，在人的心中摆上那个良心，所以我们盼望什么是对，什么是错，什么是善，什么是恶，什么是好还是不好。
So it comes as no surprise before we believe in our Lord. The Lord has placed a sense of conscience in our hearts to discern what is good and evil, right and wrong.
所以我们的标准常常就是让我们好跟不好，对或错，常常有的时候是因着自己。我对我有好就是好，对我不好就是不好。
But in many times, our judgment of good and evil depends, it is centered around us, what we think is good for us or what's evil for us.
或者在整个世界、整个社会的潮流，什么是对的，什么是错的
？Or socially and what is culturally, what is good or evil?
就好像同性恋，现在慢慢、大家也
不觉得他是好像不太对,
such as homosexuality. Gradually and surely, people are thinking that maybe it's right, not wrong.
这就是人的判断,
this is a judgment of man.
但当我们信主以后,
but after we believe unto the Lord,
我想我们的标准可能就改变了,
our standards change.
我们标准应该是, 这是不是神的旨意, 是不是神的安排, 还是这不是神的旨意, 这不是神的安排?
Then our judgment will be, is this according to God's will or is it not?
所以, 是不是神的时间, 还是我们的时间?
Is it his time or is it my time?
我有一个感觉, 当初亚当夏娃, 如果他不去吃善恶树的果子的时候, 他先吃了生命树的果子, 我们就没有这么多的问题。
I feel like if Adam and Eve, if they didn't eat the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, and ate
the fruit of life.
The fruit, if he ate the fruit of life instead of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, we'd be in better shape.
所以神是告诉他不可以吃那个分别善恶树的果子，他没有说你不可以吃那个生命树上的果子。
The Lord told them that you can't eat the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, but you can eat the tree of life.
结果亚这个撒旦知道他试验，他试探人。
So Satan knew, and he tempted man.
结果他去吃那个善恶树的果子。
So he ate the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
所以在这顺序上一颠倒以后，人就犯罪了。
So because the order went wrong, the entire universe went into condemnation.
所以我实在常有时候我个人是觉得，神在时间里面要让我们学习一个。
I feel like the Lord teaches us with delay and with time to wait for Him and His timing.
不是我们的时间，也不是我们的意思。
But not to wait for our, not to trust our own notions or our own time.
我们可能想要用我们的意思去成就神的意，那可能有的时候就反而浪费很多时间跟精神。
We may want to use our own energy and time to serve the Lord according to His purpose, but oftentimes we waste a lot of energy.
很难学一个功课就是一个等待神的心意，等待神的心，神的旨意。
So a difficult lesson is to wait for His timing and His will.
因为我们总是希望能够做一点事情，我们才去得到那个东西。
Because we often feel like we should do something to obtain something.
但是神要我们进入那个生命，在那生命里面去体会神他自己的意思。
But the Lord wants us to enter into His life, and in that life experience Him and His timing.
如果神按照他的旨意召我们，要预备做善事的时候，我相信我们人也是有那个，我们做神儿女的也是有那个责任，或者神在预备，我们自己也要做一些预备，因为神给我们有自由的意志。
I feel like when the Lord leads us to do something, we have this capability of doing it, but we also need to prepare ourselves.
或者说对神的儿女是那个，神还是给我们有那个选择的意志。
The Lord still gives us free will and the ability to choose.
因为神爱我们。
Because of His love for us.
他让我们在学习里面，常常有时候在选择里面去那里体会神的心意。
So oftentimes He may use the ability for us to choose to recognize His will.
所以我们的反应是什么呢?
So what is our response?
在提摩太后书2章20-21节里面,
in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20 and 21,
他说在大富人家不但有金器银器，也有木器瓦器，有作为贵贱的，有作为卑贱的，有作为尊贵的。
It says there that now in a large house there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also vessels of wood, earthenware, and some to honor and some to dishonor.
人若自洁，就脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
So therefore, if a man cleanses himself from these things, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful for the master, prepared for every good work.
这里提到木器瓦器,
here it mentions the wood and earthware.
或者在英文里面它是, 它是属于, 中文当然木器瓦器，中英文它有那个，就说那种属乎世界、属乎我们自然人、天然人那个本性，或者属乎世界的这种特性的那个器皿。
The translation in English for the latter, that is the wood and earthenware, has an idea of something natural, something from this world.
他说作为贵贱的，作为卑贱的，在英文里面是讲到是那个器皿是达到尊贵的那个程度，或者是达到那个不尊贵的程度。
So when it comes to the things that are rich and the things that are not, the rich things are the ones that are
honor.
Oh, are full of honor, and the others are not.
所以好像中英文不太一样，主要是就是。那个目的是最后是达到那个尊贵的那个程度呢，还是达到那个不尊贵的程度
？So we need to ask ourselves, does that vessel achieve the honor or the dishonor?
所以那个尊贵卑贱呢，不是指那个事情上的一种，好像厕所扫厕所就是卑贱的，这个其他的可能就是尊。就是尊贵的，我想不是这个意思。
So when it refers to the dishonor, it's not talking about things such as, like cleaning the bathroom or something of this world.
它乃是那种天然的本性，不是出于自然人，出于我们人的天性出来的那一部分。然后属木头呢？木头是从土里面长出来的，看起来很高大，很像很。很雄伟，但是它是属乎土的，它是土里面长出来的。
And so the things that are dishonorable, it's kind of like things that come from earth, like the, for example, the wood comes from the dust. Even though it's very strong and long, it's useless.
那金跟银呢，乃是神的天性和本性编织在我们里面，成为我们的本性。
But gold and silver are kind of like something honorable, glorified, refined.
所以他这里说。人若自洁，就是我们如果我们能够自洁，中文自洁 purify.
So it says if we can purify ourselves,
脱离那个属地的，脱离那个属天然的
，to forsake everything that is natural and earthly,
我们就可以达到那个成为那个尊贵的器皿。
We can become something honorable.
所以还是我们。所以我个人觉得那是一个选择的一个预备。
I personally think this is a preparation of what we can prepare.
所以这个选择就在于我们每一个人。
And this choice belongs to each and every one of us.
我相信对于我不能说我老，我不算老，很多比我年纪大的弟兄姐妹。
I can't say I'm old.
所以对我来讲。我就比较容易选择的，因为我可能没有很多的，当然也是不容易啦。但是我一说，年轻的弟兄姐妹要面对很多很多这方面的选择。
I'm not saying it gets easier, but especially young people have to face many decisions.
所以年轻的弟兄姐妹，你不是要达到尊贵的器皿呢，还是要成为那个不尊贵的器皿呢？乃是在于我们那个选择。
So young persons, whether you become a vessel of honor and glory or a vessel of something worldly and natural, it comes from your choice.
对于我来讲
To me,
我也是有这个选择
I also have the choices.
我还是坚持在我那个自以为是或者自以为我什么都懂的光景里面呢，我还是愿意让神来继续的制作我的，让月神来继续的改变我。
And should I persist in the idea that I'm mature and no more to continue my own will, or allow the Lord to continue to mold me?
所以感谢主，我们在主里面，不管年轻的还是年长的，我们都有机会做那个选择。
So we thank our God that no matter what our ages, we all have this chance to make these choices.
我们都还有机会能够成为那个尊贵的器皿。
We still have opportunities to become the vessel of honor.
我一直在想，有那么一天，当我们过世以后，我们没有这个肉体的话，我们很多功课都学不到了。
I always think that one day when we are lifted into glory and we no longer have our earthly flesh, a lot of lessons we can't learn anymore.
当我们生病的时候，我们就学会了谦卑。
When we become sick, we learn to be humble.
还是我们学习了抱怨？
Or do we learn to be to grumble?
还是说，当我们有一个工作，而且这个薪水一直在增加的时候，我们是学习那个在主面前更谨慎呢，还是在主面前开始有骄傲的心？
Or when we get a good career and we make more money, do we become more aware before our Lord or become prideful?
如果说我们今天在世上还活着，不学这个功课的时候，等到我们没有这个身体的时候，这个功课是学不到的。And
today we have this body and we still have the chance to learn these lessons, but if we don't, one day we can't anymore.
那如果我不学这个功课的话，这里说，我们就合乎主意，我们就没有办法让神来用我们。
If we don't learn these lessons, the Lord cannot use us.
那第二个地方在提摩太后书的第三章十七节。
And the second place is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 17.
其实好不好，我可不可以请弟兄姐妹我们读第三章好吗？
Let's turn together and we'll read chapter 3 of 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第三章。
2 Timothy chapter 3.
第三章第一节开始。
Let's start from verse 1 of chapter 3. 2 Timothy.
就17节。
We'll read till verse 17.
我们请弟兄念单数节，姐妹念双数节。
We'll ask the brothers to read the odd verses and the sisters the even ones.
那英文的弟兄姐妹就麻烦你看英文的翻译。
And the English speaker is just to look at the English.
第三章第一节，弟兄来，你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到。无亲情，不解怨，好说谗言，不能制约，性情凶暴，不爱良善。 有金钱的外貌，却背了金钱的实意，这等人你要躲开。常常学习，终究不能明白真道。 然而他们不能在这样抵挡，因为他们的愚昧必在众人面前显露出来，像那二人一样。以及我在安提阿、以哥念、路斯德所遭遇的逼迫、苦难，我所忍受是何等的逼迫！但从这一切苦难中， 主都把我救出来了。只是作恶的和迷惑人的，必越久越恶。他欺哄人，也被人欺哄，并且知道你是从小明白圣经。 这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。好，谢谢。我想我就提几句话，在第五节里面提到有金钱的外貌。 却背了金钱的实意。In
verse 5, it mentions people having a form of godliness but denying its
power. 或者在英文说，有金钱的外貌，但是他们拒绝了那个力量，那个权人，叫金钱的权人。
Or in English, it says these people have a form of godliness but denies its power.
所以 让我感觉起来好像是有那个像神的外貌，但是在里面呢反而拒绝了那个近前的那个力量，拒绝了改变。
So externally, they may look very godly, very religious, but inside, there's no power.
我们属神的儿女，我们有一个特性是，我们里面应该是很柔软，很谦卑。
So there's a characteristic of us believers, that we ought to be soft, like flesh, inside.
我们愿意修正。
We are prone to being changed.
有时候我们不知道神的心意的时候，我们可能会走得不是很好。
Sometimes when we don't know our Lord's will, we may not walk very well.
但是如果圣灵提醒我们的时候，我们愿意修正。
But as soon as the Spirit tells us what to do, we are willing to change.
或者我们弟兄姐妹互相提醒的时候，我们愿意修正。
Or when the brothers and sisters remind us, we're willing to adjust.
因为我们实在愿意有一个心智，愿意向神。
Because we have this hope to be more like our Lord.
你知道向神，当初那个撒旦引诱夏娃的时候，他也是说同样的话。
Like when Satan tempted Eve, he said something similar.
他说，因为他是引诱他们，叫他们去吃那个善恶树的果子。
Because he was tempting her to eat that tree, the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
他跟神说，他跟那女人说，他说你们不一定死，因为神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮。你们便如神能够知道善恶。
He said, the serpent said to the woman, you surely shall not die, for God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened. You will be like God, knowing good and evil.
所以好像他们引诱夏娃说，你吃你就会像神，而且能够知道善恶，像神一样的能够知道善恶。
So the devil said, well, you eat this, you're going to be just like God, and you know good and evil just like him.
那结果夏娃就吃了那个善恶树的果子。
So then Eve ate from the fruit.
结果看见她自己是赤身肉体。
Then she realized that she was naked.
所以这边看到了，她好像吃了那果子以后，撒旦引诱她吃了果子要像神，但是像神的结果，他成为那个独立的人。
So Eve ate the fruit, thinking that she would become like God. But after she ate it, she realized she was alone.
她变成 independent.
She became independent.
她跟神就关系就没有了。
She has lost her relationship with God.
但是我们真正的像神，当我们越来越像。我们学习像神的时候，我们乃是跟神的关系应该是越来越亲近。
But the more we believe in our Lord, the closer we ought to draw to Him.
但是当我们有那个近前外貌，我有时候觉得我们可能就好像神一样，我们可能跟神，我们就失去了跟神之间的联络。
Sometimes we think, we make our own decisions. We'll think that we are still with God, but we're not.
所以背了近前的实意。
So it's like denying the power of the God.
所以我们是应该要像神。
So we should be like our Lord.
这个像神还在里面，而不是在外面。
And this likeness ought to be internal, not external.
然后在提摩太后书三章十四节也提到说。
And in chapter 3, verse 14 of 2 Timothy.
他说，但你所学习所确信的要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的。
It says, you, however, continue in the things that you have learned and become convinced of, knowing from whom you have learned them.
在第十节，前面第十节里面。
Before verse 10.
保罗告诉他说，跟他讲说，你已经服从了我的教训、品性、志向。一些。
那节。
十节。
Because in verse 10 of chapter 3, it said that you, however, know about all my teaching, my way of life, purpose, faith, patience, love, and endurance.
今天我们彼此互相能够互相提醒，互相的学习，或者互相的在主话语里面彼此鼓励。
Today we exhort, encourage, teach each other in the Lord.
我们心里面有一些是我们所学习到的。
Some things in our hearts we have learned.
我们确信，我们有那个把握。
Things that we have learned, we have this confidence in
我们要知道，他说，我们要知道我们跟谁学的。
He said, Paul said that we must know who we learned it from.
或者在英文里面说，我们要知道我们所学的那个人。
Or in English it says that you, we ought to know who we, whom you have learned them from.
Yeah. 那保罗如果我们在圣经里面有提到的，像保罗在哥林多前书讲到说，你们要效法我，像我效法基督一样。
As Paul said in 1 Corinthians, he said, you ought to be imitators of me, just as I am. I also am of Christ.
也就是基督那个性格成为我们的性格，基督的那个人成为我们这个人。
That is the person of God should be our, should be a reality in us.
我们还是有我们的那个个体。
We still have our own individuality.
但是我们这个人的那个心乃是有基督的心。
But our heart should be filled with Christ.
我们还是喜欢吃辣的，喜欢吃甜的，喜欢吃咸的。但是那个心是一样，是基督的心。
We may still have differences in our tastes and our hobbies, but we, our hearts are one and the same.
我们要知道我们学的。
We must know where we learned things from.
然后在前面有提到，如果说提摩太后书第一章十三十四节。
Earlier mentioned in chapter 1 of 2 Timothy 13 and 14.
他说，你从我听的那纯正话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心常常守着。从前所交付你的顺道、善道，你要用，你要靠着那在我们里面的圣灵常常的守着。
He said to retain the standard of sound words which you have heard from me in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Guard through the Holy Spirit who dwells in us the treasure which has been entrusted to you.
信心、爱心，靠着信心和爱心常常守着。
To rely on faith and love to do things.
靠着圣灵常常守着。
Rely on the Holy Spirit.
在第三章的最后一节里面。
And in the last verse of chapter 3.
他说知道，你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你一信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
He said, And how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ.
他接着一直到十七节，他说，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
And all the way till the end of verse 17 says, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
他这里讲预备，中文是预备，英文是装备。
It says that, The word here in Chinese, it means to prepare. And the word in English is to equip yourself.
Yeah. 我们要得神的装备，要从神的话语来。
If we ought to equip ourselves, we ought to do it from the Lord's words.
我想我们都有同样的感觉。
I feel like we all have the same feeling.
今天我们在神的话语里面实在追求的不够。
We feel that we're not pursuing God's words enough.
我也追求的不够。
Neither do I.
然后，我觉得现在大家对于，这我个人的感觉啊。
This is my individual opinion.
我们很多人都不带圣经的。
Many of us we don't bring our Bible.
我们看很多年轻的弟兄姐妹，他们都用手机。
I see many youngsters bringing their own cell phones.
所以有时候看到聚会的时候，他们都在用手机。
So during our gathering, they're often using their cell phone.
我们都不晓得你到底在用手机是在看圣经呢，还是在 message。
We can't know for sure whether they are reading the scriptures from their phone or doing something else.
我就看到手指头这样。
I'm just seeing their fingers going up and down.
还有的年轻人，他们可以不要看字幕，就眼睛看前面，下面再打短信。
Or some young people are just looking at the projector up front, but their hands are busy with something else.
在我真的觉得我们需要好好读神的话语。
I really feel we need to read God's words.
我想做父母亲的，我们都希望我们的儿女读神的话语。
I think as parents, we all hope that our children can read God's words.
但是我们做父母亲的，自己要成为是读话语的人。
But we ourselves must, that our parents should become men of God that reads His words.
20年前，当我们去教会的时候，每个人手上都拿一本圣经。
20 years ago, when we came to church, everyone had a Bible in their hand.
那小孩子都很高兴，那本很漂亮的圣经，很漂亮的外套就。
Well, the children come in happily with their Bible and the Bible cover.
但是今天的大人也不拿圣经，小孩子也不拿圣经，大家都靠手机。
But today we all rely, adults rely on the cell phone and the children rely on the cell phone.
我们信道，我们能够信心是从神的话，神是从听道而来，听道是从神的话而来。
Our faith cometh by hearing and hearing the God, the words of God.
所以我们的信心的成长必须依靠神的话。
So our growing in faithfulness comes from His words.
这个求主帮助我们每一个人，我们一起能够一起的学习。
So we hope that the Lord will teach us these things.
也帮助我们从连长到连小的每一个人都能够在神的话语里边有装备。
And also to teach the Lord's words, to teach the old and young, for us to be able to equip.
所以我们一天一天过去，一年一年过去。
So day by day and year by year passes by.
我们这个人应该是越来越像神。 乃是蛮有神基督的样式。
We ought to become more and more like Christ and to have His characteristics.
所以求主帮助我们。
We hope the Lord will help us.
Yeah, 那我们可以，我们再一起有些结束的祷告。
Let's end in a short word of prayer.
主，你知道我们的软弱。
Lord, you know our weaknesses.
主，但是我们感谢你给我们有更多的机会。
Lord, we thank you for giving us more opportunities.
主，求你的圣灵在里面继续光照我们。
Lord, may your spirit shine on us.
帮助我们一起在一起追求，在一起跟随你的时候，真是蛮有你基督的样式。
Help us when we chase and pursue you that we may be more like Christ.
给我们那回头的亮光。
And to give us the light that we repent for.
也有给你个力量。
To give us the power.
我们一起。 能够一起追求你，更多把感谢赞美都归给你。
So that we may chase after you more earnestly and give you all the thanks.
求主恩典怜悯与我们同在。
May your graciousness and your mercy be with us.
帮助我们在恩典中能够刚强起来。
Help us in your grace to become strong.
感谢你靠主耶稣基督圣名。
We thank you in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 谢谢。